I think it was fairly unanimous by the silence in there that there was no one going to challenge what the manager had said, what I said, and I think it's quite clear that the opposition that might have been there initially by a small group of people has gone, because even their representatives stayed silent in there, and they know that the charge needs to be paid. We're at a point at present where there's 51% of the people have complied in Donegal. Donegal, we've taken out the five urban centres of Dublin, those councils in Dublin, were the sixth highest compliant county in the country. So there's a clear message there in the last week, up on between 400 and 500 people have signed up for the charge, that people want to pay this charge before the end of the year, and they don't want to be in a position come next March or April having to pay €152 ahead of the property tax, because the property tax is going to come in the middle of next year. It's going to be administered by the Revenue Commissioners, and the first question the Revenue Commissioners is going to ask, did you pay the household charge? No, you have to pay that with the penalty, and you also have to comply with the new property tax that will be coming forward. But as I said in there, the property tax is not new to Ireland. It was taken out in the early 80s for political electoral reasons to garner more votes for the Fianna Fáil party. But what I would say to the people of the county is pay the charge, and to ensure that we can protect our services, because the legislation there, other counties across the country, numbers have risen in Cavan, in Monaghan, in Sligo, right down the west coast over the last fortnight. Coming towards the end of the year, people are going to pay the charge, and we'd like to see it rise to 70% in the next number of weeks.
The county manager, whether you like his message or not, was very clear. This is not just a one-time situation. If there is vast resistance on the scale that's currently being seen in the county, it could affect the budget of the council for years to come?
Well, it could affect it for up to 5 years, starting in January, and it could also require that if the charges aren't paid before the end of the year, the cessation of works that have been budgeted for this year and future works that are in the programme. If you take alone the cross-border grants where Donegal County Council have been receiving huge money from in recent years, and will continue through Interreg 5 funds to the SEUPB, areas like Lifford Strabane, like Pettico in the south of the county, Bridgend area, you know, all the border areas have been receiving millions over the years. If we can't match fund that money from our own resources, we're basically going to turn down millions of euro that's available through LEADER and through the EU programmes and through Interreg. So it's imperative. If we can't get to a level of at least 70 to 75% in the next coming weeks, and as I say, you know, it may not be pretty, but you know, it secures our future. And I made a couple of analogies there in relation to football and what people said last year in relation to the Donegal football team. It mightn't be pretty, but look where we are this year. If people pay the money in Donegal, next year we won't have a problem of looking for 4 million for council services.